Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
And to all of you, I applaud all of you. Welcome. It's Wednesday, hump day.
Humpity hump hump.
Psychic Love Doctor Show. And those of you listening, remember, we don't just focus on love, romance, you know, marriage, relationships. We can cover it all, including career issues or the desire for, you know, a better career. I've used the word career because a J-O-B is just something you do to get the bills paid. There is likely not much in the way of satisfaction with a J-O-B.
You know me.
Yes. So we can also cover, oh my goodness, coworkers, friends, neighbors, your children, boy, you name it, including pets. Got an issue with your little fur baby? Let us know. Or big fur baby? Let us know. We can try and tap into your pet on a psychic level. No. Oh, yeah. We have been doing a different item every week or a technique for May is Mental Health Month. Sorry, I just kind of drew a blank. I was using a thing for the last two shows, Love Tutor. However, I've loaned it to one of my sons who's having a lot of trouble at work and with his stress, with frustration, and I said, take this and work with it. What it is you hear it at 528 hertz frequency, and you could explain what that is. It cycles, and I don't really.
Yeah, it cycles per second. A cycle of a wave is, if you have like an oscilloscope, it goes up and down and back to the, that's one cycle. So it's 528 of those in a second.
And it's a very lovely sound. He said it actually is the, what do you call it? Oh, my God, I'm really foggy. It's C on the musical scale.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know that stuff.
And it's very good at clearing anxiety. When I blow this little whistle, and Deepak Chopra actually endorses it, I blow it and it's like, I feel like this weird feeling like my brain is flattening out, like it's going, ah. So if you ever see it and get a chance to look at it, it's an awesome little thing on a chain. Excuse me, Jim is giving me his seasonal allergies. Keep them to yourself there, bud.
Sharing is caring.
Okay. So now let's go to the show here. As those of you who are on Facebook Live on the Psychic Love Doctor show page where we are streaming currently, you can see that I'm holding up an ordinary deck of poker cards. I mean, we could just start playing a game here if we wanted. There's nothing special about these. There's no magic, you know, where I think some of the other methods, there may be more to it than just a plastic card. But just making the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, not angel cards, or any of the other many, many systems that are out there. This is strictly personal prophecy using an ordinary deck of cards. And on with the show there, James.
Onward, Christian. We're going to talk about show etiquette and communication and stuff. But right, first of all, I want to remind everybody of the shows for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that is our disclaimer. So,
and that's because we don't want people making rash decisions based on, say, a one-time reading. So we put that disclaimer out there.
We do, because the future is very, very fluid. So you can't have one single reading the first time ever and ever. Allison in the UK.
Allison!
You can't have just walk in your first reading ever and then say, that's it. I never have to come back again, and I know exactly what to do for the rest of my life.
Excuse me.
Not how it works.
No, and the more we build on each reading, the more clarity is produced so that you walk your path to the future. You'll recognize certain things along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, you and I are going to be best friends because you were in my reading, and now I know who you are. Or, oh, my goodness, you are the one for me. So, and you want to talk about the phone?
Oh, yeah. The most important thing is you got to call in to talk to us. Well, that's one of the ways. That number is 515-602-9676. We are using Blog Talk Radio as our platform. We have two folks already on hold.
Wonderful.
And we will get to you very shortly. Thank you for your patience. When you call in, you'll know. It's pretty good automated messages, and they tell you basically you're going on hold, and you'll hear the show. You're on hold. It's cool. We can see you on a list. You will not be forgotten. You shall not be forgotten.
Right.
Yeah, we'll get to you. We're not going to forget you because it's right there on the list. Pretty big. I like this. Like they can see me do this. Like that big, you know, like the radio folks can see. You can also Skype in because you can Skype phone call. And we do get Skypers. We had one yesterday, I believe. I think it was caller number one yesterday, maybe.
I think so.
Or it might have been Monday. They get confusing sometimes. But anyway. And sometimes that's an option for international folks that really, really, really want to call us on that number. Because it costs to call on Skype. It's pennies if you're domestic.
Very
but it's
cheap.
Not. You don't have to be rich to do it internationally. But the best way, if you're international, is to call us via Facebook Messenger. That's the best. Because you just use the internet. You're already paid for that at this point.
Yeah, for our international calls.
Yeah, that's the one. They're going to want to do that. Sometimes we've had domestic people that just want to do that. For whatever reason, maybe their cell phone and they're on their desktop, you know, so it's all they got. It is what it is. It's your choice.
And you don't have to be on video call.
No, you can do audio. Sometimes if internet's weird, audio is your best bet because it's a lot less data transfer going on.
It is.
You know, well, yeah, video can go, woo. And, but one thing, though, as good as our queue system is on Blog Talk Radio for the people calling on the phone, Messenger doesn't have that. So do not Messenger us until we specifically say, hey, Messenger us now. Otherwise, we're going to go, we have to 86 you. You can call back when we ask. But we have to 86 you. There is no cold system.
And those of you who are already on, you know, on Facebook watching us, we may turn to you also for your questions if, say, you're not on my friends list. Another one?
No. Yeah, I have another one, too. But that's another thing is if we don't get any kind of calls, Messenger or phone calls, we will turn to the Facebook Live folks. And we have Lady R from South Africa.
Lady R, good to have you with us.
We have Michelle has showed up, too.
Well, look at that. To all of you, especially those where it is very, very late right now.
Yep. And somebody asked, and that's a good question.
Yeah.
Somebody asked if it was okay if they call in again.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. I mean, we don't want you calling back 5 times in one radio show in an hour. That's not fair.
You
can call
on
every day if you
day.
Want. Every single day if you want. And that's going to help your free readings a lot better because you'll get more back and forth information exchange and your quality will go up.
And also, anybody that wants a free session with me, a private session with me, you can arrange them on my website, psychiclovedoctor.com. And many have said, wow, I'm surprised you're not charging $200 or $300 for a reading. Oh, heck no. This is a method where you want to keep coming back. There's so much guidance. I mean, it's like a whole new world is opening up to you involving the tools of choice and change. And a lot of people have had more than one reading, especially if you're going through something.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's very fine for you to call. And having or just through the bill.
Yeah, we had a nice young lady that used to call often, but she's a busy career girl now, so we don't hear from Danielle much.
No, that's right. Her dream job was in the cards, and she is now working it. And yes, we're very proud of her.
And when your life is where you want it to be and having a big career path like that, you're going to be busy.
And you don't need to call us.
Right.
If life is running smoothly.
She's tried, but, you know, she's too busy. She jumped in to give us a high once in a while, but, yeah, oh, yeah.
Please bear with us. Jim and I are suffering seasonal allergies. And I can't take a lot of medication for it, or I won't be able to give reading.
And I'm suffering from allergy of this room. Nowhere else all day long and night. When I leave this room, I'll be fine.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to get an air cleaner in here.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. I think it's who knows what the hell it is. Anyway, we have babbled enough.
We have. So
we have. We're going to turn, excuse me again, turn to the phones. And we are going to go to area code 914 is our first caller from New York, 914.
New York, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Good to have you with
Thank
us.
Thank you.
And what is
so
your
good to be here.
What's your first name, please?
Catherine.
Well, hello, Catherine. I know I've spoken to you before.
You, I think you speak to her before.
Yes, and I have. Yeah, I did speak with you also.
Speak.
How is everything, Catherine?
Good, thank God. Good. Yes, the last time I called you, I was considering a job, but I'd have to relocate. They said that they don't help with relocation. It, you know, they were kind of rigid, so I let it go. Yeah.
It's kind of iffy on that. It depends on the company.
It is. And, you know, if that's an important criteria for you in landing a job, I would – stick to that. You'll get what you want.
Right. And some companies just don't have the resources. It's not, you can't say this is an evil and penny pincher. Some of them just aren't that big for the financial resources to do that.
So are you still job hunting?
I am. You know what I'm considering doing is just putting all my attention in my projects and getting those going. So I set like a deadline for myself, like by mid-June, I want to present my work to two different people, and I was wondering if you could guide me as to which might be more receptive.
Oh, it sounds very interesting. So tell me about one that you're thinking about, and we'll and then tell me about the other so I have a bit of a connection.
Yes, so she can see a couple of the options.
Thank
okay.
you.
All right.
So one's name starts with a J. We've spoken a tad in the past, but I don't know what happened. He confirmed that we even have a mutual friend, but then, I don't know, we just kind of lost touch. I don't know if he just got busy. He lives in California, I could tell you.
Now, was this strictly a business type of relationship, or did it have romantic? Oh, it's no romance.
If it was on his side, I don't know, but
You never know.
I'm looking for business right now. If that's part of the deal, hey, why not? I'm single.
She's open to opportunity. I like that.
Always be open.
All right, and the other one, Catherine.
The other one is named starts with the letter K. He's in New York. He has glasses. Him too, we had a meeting once, and I thought it went pretty well, but I don't know, then it didn't happen either. I don't know, but, you know, it stuck in my mind because I thought, you know, it was a positive thing.
All right, well, I'm going to lay out your cards now, and those who are new with us, I use a 24-card layout, not just a random draw of a few cards. I want to see the whole, what we call it, the whole enchilada. And this is what I do in a private session, although on the air we only lay them out once, but in a private session it would be as many times.
Oh, yeah, there is no limit. You go on a time block that you have paid for, or if you're on the 800 number, you don't pay ahead of time, you pay as you go, basically. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, cards are going down. Searching for jobs that are not close, that is tough because a lot of them can't offer you relocation assistance. And it sucks because it might actually be a good job, but Who has that kind of money sitting in their back
pocket?
Right,
unless
you've
got guts, like, say, the singer John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
He was, I believe, from Connecticut. And he just got this itch that he had to go south and start playing in, like, honky-tonks and all different kinds of club settings. And he literally lived out his car.
Well, there's a lot of stories like that. Jewel and her mom, they lived out of their car when she was trying to make it big. Yeah,
Okay, now, first of all, I'm curious, Catherine. Do you run into a lot of sexist, what would you call it? In your line of work?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. So, isn't that crazy? But it's nature. It's human nature.
It takes a long time for people to evolve out of something that they've been doing forever and ever and ever and ever, you know? That's the way racism is the same way. It's not there, but it's way better than it was a couple of years ago.
Yes, it's getting better, but I ask that because I see that. You have no females here. It's all males.
Mm-hmm.
But they all seem to have some sort of secret agenda toward you. You're just going to have to put your best foot out there and try to cut through all that BS. All right, now with Jay here, I think Jay is not going to be a good choice for you. Mm-hmm. And isn't Jay the one in California? Okay. And what I'm feeling there is he is highly competitive, and I don't like the way he's presented in your reading. He comes across to me as lacking in integrity in his work and would just as soon steal somebody's work as work, you know, as compared to work with them. So I think you should rule him out. He's mainly interested with you in a sexual liaison, sorry to say. But I feel there's not a good personality mix here for you. He would be very difficult. Where you're just, he's really, and Jim, you can help with this, because you're supposedly a male, right?
That's what they say on paper.
But Jim, he's using the guise of being interested in her work, but he's really interested in under her skirt.
He's trying to open doors. Open doors till he gets to panty land.
All right.
Wow.
Now he's telling you straight.
He's following the yellow brick road.
Now, the other one, which is who is closer in proximity to you in New York, now there is actually quite a bit of potential there. And if it's not him, I feel he will direct you in the right direction. And I don't feel he's at all interested in you on a physical level. Not that you're straight out of Shrek or anything like that as an ogre. Just saying, he's very professional. And if you decide to keep looking, there are others here. Do you see all these? These are all men that would be involved through her career. And so there's that. Jay, we're just going to rule him out. And then the other one is here, and you don't know what, this is the one you lost contact with, right?
Yes. For some reason, I don't know why the meeting went well, but then it just didn't advance from that initial step.
Well, was that within the COVID years?
Just before, actually. So you're right, it could be, bad timing.
And everybody's coming back. We're all recovering. And I think you nailed it, timing.
Well, that's the most important thing on any aspect of your life, and it's one thing we have no control over.
And her projects are very timely.
Sure.
Is my sense.
I think a lot of projects are.
So you have entered now the right time frame for your work to get the interest. And if you're looking for those who would be investors or who would help produce it. I mean, I'm seeing that the time is definitely right. Definitely, you are on an upswing. You've got guys, and they're men in the business. of what you do. And I don't need you to tell me, because, you know, when you've got something and you know it's really awesome, best thing is to keep it on the down low.
Yeah.
Because you don't want it to, anybody to come along and steal it. And I think you've got, amongst your projects, and I think I've told you this before, Catherine, you've got one that is $1 million winner for you, multi. So anyway, I feel that you are definitely going to connect with the right individuals. Could possibly be two males.
Okay.
And
a person does have a partner. Oh,
and that, there it is. Look at that. So I feel, though, that you're going to be rubbing elbows with all the right people. And just be determined. If you put out the right determination, and I feel you've got it. You know, the higher power wants us to really, really want something because of the abundance that's attached on the other side.
And probably in case you don't really want to, make sure that you're pursuing the proper thing.
I agree.
If it's a few obstacles and you're like, nah, then it's probably, well, that's higher power. Maybe that's why you probably shouldn't have went down that road anyway, because you don't want to have any obstacles.
I agree. Oh, I know. We got to get better speakers.
It's not the speakers. It's just the internet and all that.
No, right here you've got, oh, my God. And it's coming under what will surprise you. So the timing is going to be just dead on for you. You've got success, self-fulfillment, completion in terms of everything that you are working toward.
It's like a freaking rose bed here.
It's like a yellow brick road right here.
Follow the.
Yeah. So, Catherine, you just keep on keeping on. The timing is right now. And just push that other one to the curb. He's kind of bad news.
The good part of that is you didn't really invest anything, so it's not a big deal. Yep. It's good to not eliminate the bands early.
I agree. Right. And keep your bar high.
Absolutely.
You know,
don't lower it. Never lower your standards.
And never be desperate. At least don't let it show.
Right, yeah. But don't show that you're desperate. If you show that you're desperado, you're going to get low fruit on that tree.
Yeah, they'll lowball her.
You're not going to get the good fruit. You're going to get the low fruit or the rotten fruit on the ground.
Yeah. Right. So, Catherine, things look good. I have a feeling the rest of this year could be your year. So I hope you will come back and talk to us again soon. I love your sweet voice. Doesn't she have a darling voice?
No, it's very recognizable.
Very.
I knew the voice when I heard it. I just couldn't put a name and everything to it. But I knew that was someone we have talked to before.
Well, take care, my dear. And I expect to hear good things from you.
Indeed.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you so much.
Oh, God
much.
Bless you, too.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for being our first caller.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We can't wait to hear from you again.
Right.
We shall meet again. All right. Let's talk about stuff. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. We have another caller. So, Messenger folks, don't do it. Don't push that button.
Not yet.
Don't connect yet. And that would be the folks that want to Messenger. It would have to be to Deborah Lee, not the Psychic Love Doctor show. We kind of put that in our post.
I don't think they even have the ability on Facebook to put the show.
There might be, but our platform isn't set up that way with the two things going on. So that's why we do what we do. It may sound stupid, but there's a method to our madness. All right. Gave the number, and I think we have another faithful holder. Our other radio is holding, and it is from our home state. I think we just spoke with this person just yesterday or the day before.
Area
code 651.
Yes.
Land of 10,000 Lakes, Minnesota, 651.
Yes, there she is. Well, hello.
Hi.
There.
Long time
I'm
no
back
talk.
Again.
That's so
cool. Hey, we like that. That's cool. Hey, we tell everybody. We don't want you calling back three times in one show.
No, but you
But can. We encourage you to call
every
show.
Day if you want to.
Yeah, every show, because your readings will get, your quality will go up.
And not just that, also, there is a vibration attached to the reading. that is going to be elevated, and that's an awesome time.
That's her department.
To use the law of attraction and manifest the things that you are, you know, desiring for yourself. So, Christiana,
yeah.
What can we do for you?
Yeah, cooking.
Yes. I know you mentioned the other day to do a meditation for the angel that came to visit me, and I do plan on doing that. I'm going to do a shamanic journey to meet the angel, but I was wondering if in the meantime if you have any other insight or information on the angel?
I think that is one of the coolest terms I've heard yet, shamanic.
Yeah.
And I know where it comes from. I'm not like junkyard dog where I can't speak English or anything. I know where that comes from, but I've never heard it used like that. That's cool. I like
it. It's all coming, like bubbling up now.
I just like it.
Where people are, not everybody.
No, hell no.
But a lot of people are gaining a stronger sense of spirituality, and they want to go toward natural healing.
Yeah, it's you know, life is all about back and forth. You know, you go from one extreme. It's like a pendulum swinging back and forth, and that's just the way we are now. Everybody was all over medicine, everything that come out of a lab. We wanted to take it, and now people are like, well, you know, let's think about the human beings have been around for so long, and they didn't have all this drugs coming out of a lab.
They did not.
And somehow they figured shit out. So maybe we should take a look at that. And many cultures never abandon it. A lot of the Western world abandoned that the old school stuff like that.
You're exactly right.
Yeah,
and
a lot of the other cultures never let go ever.
And big pharma is big business.
Well, big pharma is putting those people in Congress up there. What do they call those guys? The lobbyists?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, hey, we need more. Just give us some breaks. This drug, that drug, that drug. Yeah, it is. But, you know, a lot of the cultures, and there's some cultures that were totally, but some cultures do it perfect. They mix both.
You know,
a little bit of modern, a little bit of old.
And I've got to admit, the UK is far ahead of us.
As far as?
India, as far as turning toward spiritual.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I know India has been forever.
You know, Eastern medicine.
India is a good example because they are both. Yeah. They also like the forefront medical technology and stuff too, but they don't forget about the old school stuff that they did for thousands of years.
Oh, exactly. Well, Christiana, I got to tell you something, and this goes out to everybody. You know, for the same cards to fall after shuffling and after laying them out countless times, it's the odds seem astronomical to me that the same cards will fall, like a card about her angel. It's the same card as yesterday.
If it is, then yeah, that I mean, that's, yeah. When you got 52 decks and shuffling and doing the arrangement, that is pretty astronomical. The odds are...
It's pretty astronomical.
You probably couldn't even calculate them. It'd be a number like...
You're dealing with 24 cards.
Well, you're dealing with 52. First of all, pull the 24 out. Let's not get into statistics. That sucks.
I think you've nailed it by wanting to do the journey that you're going to undertake. She is waiting and ready to connect with you. In fact, right here under Sure to Come True, everybody that follows the show knows that's my very favorite designation in the layout. That is something that is destined to come to you. And the way that I approach this when I teach it is I tell my students, imagine a layout in outer space. There's a ball coming at you. And this is actually an event that is headed towards you specifically. And now you can ignore it. You can turn your head. And what will it do? It'll bonk you in the head when it arrives. Or you can turn around and go, gotcha, and seize the moment.
Carpe diem.
Very much. So she wants to start working with you on a spiritual level. And it's coming really soon. You're going to start hearing more and more. Like I've said, they're kind of afraid to scare. They don't want to scare people when they're, you know, trying to approach you. But you, my dear... You've been doing some very important work with yourself. We don't need to get into specifics. That's what you and I share in private sessions.
That's up to her.
Yes. And it is shifting your entire life where all that stuff, the darkness, the pain, the, you know, all of that from long ago and even some that continues today it's going to go behind you. And you are entering a new era, a new life for yourself, filled with, oh my gosh, she's walking with the Two of Hearts. That is my favorite card in the deck.
And what is that card? And
that card means like true self-fulfillment, happiness, success in a most meaningful way.
In other words, that's a pretty good card.
And what I, how I teach it is, say there's somebody up on a stage and the auditorium is full. And they, this man, woman, the person up there is going to say your name. And as you're walking up there, you're kind of like, oh my gosh, so thrilled and excited to have reached this pinnacle. And everybody in the auditorium is standing up and they're applauding her great, accomplishment. And I, for wow. you, it's on both a personal and a professional level. It definitely is. I see lots of travel coming for you. And this angel wants to get acquainted with you because she would like to, she's a, also part spirit guide for you, angel spirit guide.
Yep.
There's a duality there. This is somebody that has watched over you for so long. I mean, that the longevity is here. And I think the two of you are going to really achieve great heights together. So this angel, I want to give you one last thing here.
Okay, yeah,
this
sure.
angel wants to gift you with a certain technique and healing that you are going to bring to the masses, Christiana. And it'll you will go down in history, but it won't be the reason why you're doing it. It'll be because we need so many who are light workers in a strong way right now. I mean, the world is kind of like dangling on a thread in a lot of ways. So you've opened the gates, my dear. And it's through your eagerness, your sincerity, how genuine you are, that everything that came before will be guiding you in a most positive way in the future. And that angel is going to stick with you like glue. So, wow, I even get goosebumps.
Thank you for the reading.
I'm sorry?
So thank you.
Oh,
I said thank you.
Yeah, and I feel you are going to make a home in a far-off place. Just one final thing for you. It's very far away. I'm picking up that it could be, it's not Middle East.
Also, it's another continent.
Yeah, it's out there. And it will become like a hub. My goodness, it could even be Dubai.
Like Ecuador yeah. or something like that.
Yeah, so you just keep your mind open and positive and allow the downloads to come to you, you know, because you okay. there are many of them out there for you, honey. So I'm so glad you called us. So glad.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Always welcome. Always yes. welcome.
Take care now. Have a great week.
Okay, you too.
Hey, and hey, call us again. You know we'll be here.
That lady has a magnificent spirit.
Obviously, by the cards you read.
And if the people knew her story, which someday everyone will, your jaw would drop.
As much as she wants people to know.
Yeah, and right now, she's another one. Keep it to your chest.
NTK.
What's that?
Need to know.
Right.
All right, I want to remind everybody that this show is, because we're a little bit over to humps on hump day. Holy hump. Hump squared. This is for entertainment and informational purposes only. And that's our halfway point disclaimer.
Yes.
And we want to remind everybody that the number to call in, because I'm reason you hear me hesitating like I'm having an aneurysm or something is I don't want to just make fun of that, but because I'm also multitasking. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Pick up your phone, Skype it in, because we get Skypes, believe it or not. And also Facebook Messenger, that would be Deborah Lee.
Right. Do we have? Is that someone different?
I want to find out. I thought I 86 it. Maybe I didn't. Let's find out. Hey, 651 from Minnesota. Hello?
Oh.
I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Then I wanted to make sure. I thought I'd... Okay, I will put you back on listen mode.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, sure.
All right. All right, real quick, because I know we got folks on Facebook. I want to open the next floor up for the Facebook folks. Messenger. Anybody that would like to messenger Deborah Lee, do so now.
Yes, and it will come over this lovely Facebook device. The
She's
portal.
Using Portal. You could be using a number of different devices that have Facebook as an app or software.
I certainly hope the next generation will be a little bit more functional.
Yeah, but a lot of it is not the hardware. It's Facebook doesn't have a lot of software functions, like the queues and the holes and stuff like that. And also, simultaneously, if you are in, if you're a viewer right now, a Facebook Live person watching, viewing our show, and you can't call us one way or other, type in your question. Now we're going to take whoever comes first. And I have one if we need it. Ah, Michelle, you're up. You can retype it, Michelle. I have it in case I thought maybe she was gone, and, you know, because she's in the UK. I believe she is. Or am I retarded? Okay, I think so. She'll tell me if I'm stupid. I don't want to say retarded because political correctness nowadays, that's bad.
Well, and the word...
should I stay or find a new job?
Oh, gosh, okay.
Okay, she's going to start doing your cards. You can elaborate. Feed some more info on your options, why you're even contemplating that. The fact that you're contemplating means you don't feel satisfaction to me in the current job. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and we can outgrow what we're doing, which is an indication it's time to go elsewhere. You know, if something starts to becoming tedious, and I think you used the word like boring earlier.
Yeah, boring. It's different things for different people. Boring, you become uninterested. You can become distracted because it's like, I'm counting paper clips, it seems like, you know, it's for what you really want to do. Real quick, Regina, if you want to messenger us, you have to be a friend of Deborah Lee, and you can do so or send a friend request to Deborah Lee, and she'll accept it, but it won't help you out tonight. But you, if you're domestic, you can call in to our show, and that number is 515-602-9676. Call in, you'll go in the queue, you'll be on hold, and we'll take you next after this. And she seems new, and we welcome. Okay, well, she typed me a question. We'll see how this goes. I know she's local. She's in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, so maybe she can call in.
Okay, Michelle, you ready?
Michelle is up.
It came out like Shazam, just like that.
Boy, when you said the sh word, I was expecting something else. I was like, uh-oh. I was, really.
I don't want them to know the potty mouth I really have.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I was like, uh-oh, what's going on? So, but it would have been negative, and she's not a negative person.
Who isn't?
You.
You think?
You're not a negative person. You're very positive. Even if you see negative, you want to spin things because you can get out of the ditch you fall in.
I call it reframing. It's a word that came as like a drop of knowledge for me, droplet. For you, Michelle, yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
Find another job. You're being led, and life is compelling you because of all the wonderful things that are going to happen to you in a new environment.
Sure. I mean, and sometimes there's like different journeys in your life, right?
Yeah.
Like a stage. Okay, I got this job. There's a certain point where that stage is over, and I got to move to the next stage. And the job served its function. Right?
It did.
Yep, but it doesn't mean it's a forever thing necessarily.
No, and it should be like stepping stones.
It could be like a little step to get you to the next staircase door or whatever the hell you want to look at, a new path, a fork in the road.
Yeah, and it's not like ages ago when our parents and other relatives, you got a job and you stuck with it for 20 years.
Times were tough.
Well, and sure, they were lucky to have
Yeah, they were just, I got a job, it's full time. We don't care if you're juggling poop. It's a job. Do it because you can bring money home to your family.
Now there's upward mobility. And for you, oh boy, it's beautiful. And a lot of times when something like this seems so divinely inspired, it's like when you watch The Wizard of Oz and the first half is in black and white. When Dorothy opens that door, And it's that colorful, beautiful garden.
They did that really well.
They did for the time?
Well, obviously they spent some bucks because it was the 40s with that color, but the producers and directors did it well. But anyway, back to her reading.
Yes, and you are going to really start going places. So, anyway, all right, I just wanted to let you know, and you'll be in a warmer, friendlier, more team-like environment. Okay, I think that will help you to thrive.
And that's all, I'm sure she is looking for that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And romantic possibilities, if that's what you want, but would like to find.
Love is in the air.
I mean, now, of course, if you're with the person. We always have to remember, life is an immense sea of opportunity. So it, just because you might be with somebody, of course, they're going to show other people that are, say, on the periphery of your...
You'll be out in the ocean and you'll be ships passing in the night.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you interact, but you might pass and have a little small interaction and then go away.
Right. I like that. We're going to have to remember
ships
that.
Ships passing in the night. Well, I didn't make that up. You know that. Two ships passing in the night has been around forever. All right. Thank you. And Michelle is not a newbie. She's been around with us a long time. And
thank you so much.
Thank you for your patience,
great
Michelle.
Great days ahead. And, this new job, you're going to want to jump up and click your heels.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait till I can do that again.
Yeah. Jim's having surgery next week.
Yep. I haven't been able to jump for years.
Getting a new knee.
Because I'm a dumbass and didn't want to do it for 7-8 years ago when I should have.
So he will be on the show as he can.
Well, yeah, I will be here. I'm just not going to be dancing or anything. Not like I do now, but, you know. All right. Thank you very much. We have another caller.
That's good.
So we shall turn back to the phones. And real quick, for our listeners, I want to give that number out because we have a lot of show left.
Yeah.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Blog Talk will immediately put you in the queue and you will not be forgotten. We will see you. And as our current listener, we're getting ready to switch to, is hearing us. You can Skype in too. And also, Facebook folks, you can messenger us when we ask, but you have to be a friend of Deborah Lee and you have to messenger Deborah Lee. But that's when we ask. But right now, we shall turn to the phones. And we're going to go to area code 517, which is Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, welcome to the show. And what's your first name?
Could this be Regina?
Yes.
Well, hello.
Well, awesomeness. Are you a first-time caller?
Yes, I am.
Well,
a double whammy. We appreciate you coming in and calling us.
If Veronica was here, she would sing you aboard.
Yeah, she has a little first caller jingle, but
yeah.
She is not here tonight. It's just us two. All right, great. Well, welcome to the show.
And welcome to the family.
Yes, and
thank you.
What would you – okay, now since you're a first-time caller.
She is new, so she's probably
– I have got to develop a spiritual rapport or connection.
Sure.
With you and your cards.
Yes, indeed.
So give me a little backgrounder on you. Like, for instance, married or single, children, love my work, hate it, that kind of thing.
Yeah, especially as it relates to what you want to ask. You want to give background on what you want to know about your life right now.
I am engaged. I have 4 biological children and 5 stepchildren.
Oh, you are a busy lady.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. Well, your refrigerator doesn't have a lot of leftovers.
Would you like to give me as your question?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Well, the last few weeks I've kind of been just down, I guess, and I'm wondering what next week has in store.
Okay, down in what aspect? Are you down just in general, or are you down about your career, down about your love life, your family, your health?
Down about life, really.
What?
We missed that. Could you repeat that?
I'm just down about life.
Down about life.
So she's hitting a funk, a groove, a bad groove, and that's
yeah.
We're humans. We do that. We do that. We're humans. We do that. Sometimes you just feel like, ugh. Nothing seems to be making me happy. Nothing on any aspect of my life. And that happens. We're humans.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't make doesn't mean you need to go turn yourself into a mental institution and get therapy or anything necessarily. We're humans.
If you think this might have been an offshoot from the whole pandemic thing, everybody locked up, you know, oftentimes after we come out of something like that, we feel depressed.
Yeah, or sometimes we get shoved into a corner where we re-examine our lives and we're like, wait a minute.
Well, there is.
Is this the road I want to be on? After COVID, they put you in a corner sometimes. And you're like, wow. So I don't know. Yeah, let us know what you think about what could be the cause of your illness.
And as I'm laying out your cards, Regina, may I ask how old you are?
33 or 32. I'm going to be 33.
Okay. And you've had 4 biological children. Well, I beat you by 1. I have 5 biological sons.
Did you at 32?
Huh?
Did you have that many kids when you were 32?
No, I had 4.
So she beat you.
That's true. True enough. What I'm wondering, okay, now I have some credentialing as a holistic practitioner. And I'm wondering, the first thought that came to me was hormonal fluctuations.
The 30s is, there's a lot of hormone changes going on for women in their 30s.
Yes, and it can be perimenopause, which is like before it actually happens. It can go on for years.
And it's like, all things like Mother Nature, you know, says, because you've got to remember, we've been around before there was doctors and scientists. But Mother Nature's saying, hey, this is the last run for the border for you can have. It doesn't care how many kids you already had. This is a stretch. Probably to have your last bunch of kids, you better pump hormones into you to make
it
happen.
Are you planning anymore?
No.
No, you're done. If this continues, now next week I feel it's going to be a better week. I also, do you live with your fiancé?
Yeah.
Does he help enough?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Because if you would have said no, I'd have said, well, that right there, he's got to pitch in. You know.
Yeah, he's pretty good about helping out.
But that's
awesome.
That's
a good thing. So at least that's not one thing you have to worry about.
Right.
Then.
Now, again, we always have to give a medical disclaimer because we don't have credentialing as doctors per se.
Right, because we don't want to downplay anybody feeling any kind of depression because, you know, I played it off saying we all feel it, but some people, it's really clinically a bad thing and they should talk to people.
Right.
And
I'm not saying that to her.
No, you talk to your doctor, he or she's going to probably put you on an antidepressant. For me,
right. I don't want that.
So you can do a more natural way. And I'm trying to remember the name of that bottle on my desk.
Well, how long have you been feeling this kind of down in the dumps?
Oh, a couple months now.
It might not be whether she, maybe, well, she should write it out, I would think. Let's see what happens. Maybe it's just, maybe her life feels like it's just kind of like a record that's skipping. One of the old records, if people remember what those were, she might not, or they would just skip.
I really think it's something that's going to pass for you.
That's what I would say, yeah.
And, you know, we all have these moments.
Yep, we're humans.
And having all these children, do you ever feel like, your life has passed you by?
Not really.
No, that's good then. That's good, because a lot of people, you know, because you love your children. Nobody says, I hate them.
No,
you always sometimes, you know, humans want to think about a better future. I could have, if I didn't have these kids, maybe I went to college and I could have done, been a NASA engineer.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
It's the coulda, woulda, shoulda. That's what humans do.
Right. No, actually, I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, then it looks like
I did the same. I figured
pretty good.
My children did not come into the world to be raised by babysitters, and I knew quite a few of them, and I did not like the way they treated these children. They were getting paid for to take proper care. So I honor you. But remember, I have moments of reflection where I wished I'd have put off the childbearing. I was 19. I wished I had, you know, I would have loved to have been a doctor, maybe a lawyer.
Yeah, it's the a lot of what ifs. We're human.
Yeah, but you took the path you did because it was right for you.
And she has no regrets.
Mm-mm. No.
Well, that's good.
So I suggest try some really good exercising. Try yoga. Do stuff that can elevate your mood. You know, if I had more time, and I know we're running short.
We're getting a little bit low, yeah.
I believe it's called White Mane. I have a bottle that I sent away for this very special mushroom in a capsule that does, it's got so many applications.
It's a shroom?
It's a shroom, but not that kind of shroom. Yeah, and I think, oh, no, it's called Lion's Mane.
Lion's
because
mane.
The mushroom looks like the mane of a lion. You ought to look into it. It's completely natural.
I remember that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, I love it. I they say take two a day, but I only take one because it gets me really.
It's like some things, everybody's body's different.
Yeah, it makes me way too happy.
Yeah, you got to figure out what dose is right for you.
So, and I'm not an affiliate of them. I don't get anything, but I swear by it. They're even finding it's helping people with beginning dementia, Alzheimer's. I mean, I think this thing is really kind of magical.
Holistic.
So think about things like that. And you know what? We'll do an upcoming show because this is Mental Health Month. We'll do an upcoming show with all kinds of ways that people can, you know, self-care. And that's the thing really for you too, Regina. You're giving so much of yourself to your children, to your relationship. And I get the sense that you are a very giving lady. And you've got to remember, I need some me time and make sure you get it.
Yeah, no matter whatever you need, however small that block could be.
And make sure you get at least 15 minutes of pure sunshine every day. Go outside, sit on your porch. You know, do you have children that aren't in school yet?
Just one.
Take your child outside. But the sunshine is pure vitamin D.
Yeah, it's the real stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, like remember little babies who get jaundice and stuff?
Yeah.
You didn't get drugs. You just put them in the sun for a little while.
Now, do you get up very early in the morning? And then we'll have to start ending the show. But I'm wondering, do you get up when it's still not really light out?
Probably.
Yeah.
Something to do, and I got this out of a book that is about, I have it here, and it's a book about how to live your best life at whatever age. And the one thing this man says to do, when you get up in the morning and the sun isn't out yet, turn on all the lights in your home. Because it, like, wakes up your brain.
Not on purpose. I used to always do that. I used to get up. I'd get up early to go to work, but I used to get up extra early because I'd go to bed early, and I would just kick every damn light on. Every room I walk in, I would just leave it on.
Yeah, it'll wake you up.
Yeah, it makes you feel like
it's daylight. To a better mood.
Yeah, you don't feel like it's 4:30 in the morning, where time it is. When you kick all the lights on, you feel like, okay, it's daytime.
No, we're going to hold a space. Jim and I are going to hold a space for you filled with love and light, and we hope you'll call us next week, and we hope you'll be feeling better. Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling. You take care.
You too.
Thank you.
Call us again.
Yeah, I hope she will. And you got one more.
Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome.
You have a good night. I hope to speak to you again very soon.
Yeah, she's got to be spirit. She really does.
All right. And we can extend if we need to.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it just one?
Yeah, we have another caller. And I haven't gone live with that caller yet, so they can hear us. But okay, we're going to area code 216, which is in the land of Ohio.
Well, hello, Ohio. It's hard to say that. What's your name, please?
Hi guys. How you doing? My name is Amor.
Oh yes, we've heard.
Yeah.
My speaker is. Okay. Yes, I remember you.
How are you?
Well, we're doing well.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Are
you hearing us?
Yes.
Okay. We're doing well, thank you, and I hope that you are as well. We hear people are catching COVID again, and hopefully it'll just sort of blow away with the wind. Anyway,
right.
Tell us, what brings you to the show?
Just calling in. I think that last time we spoke, you said, like, the more that I call in, the more that you will be able to, connect with me on a different spiritual level. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, especially if you're fairly new, you have to call in a lot.
Then I'll get so familiar that you don't really need a question.
Each reading will be clearer and clearer. Like, a lot of times you call in and say, I just kind of want to know a general thing, you get a foggy reading, great fog.
So
I don't know what they are.
So tell me more. What would be a question you would be interested in tonight?
Probably career or business or finances.
Okay. Are you currently in your own business?
Yes. Well, Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Okay. Let's talk about that. Is it something fairly new or something you've been working at for a while?
Both.
Okay.
Okay. And are you feeling good about where it's going? Or are you kind of worried about it? Is it kind of precarious right now?
And did COVID spank you with your business?
I'm not worried. I'm more positive. Where relief is, where relief me. Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting. It must have been her phone.
She must have a notification on her phone.
Yes.
Well. I'm still here.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good. All right, she's putting your cards down, and she's almost done, and stand by for your reading.
Your cards say you will gain a really good stride with your business if you're able to become more competitive. Put out, say, more advertising. If you don't have an advertising budget, find ways to self-promote.
That's always the hardest thing in a business, is the advertising budget.
I feel you are going to relocate in the coming few years. It's going to be fantastic. So if you're in Ohio, you're out in the cornfield.
Depends. I mean, here's Cleveland. We don't know,
but I think her business is going to take her into a more thriving type of metropolis area.
I know what you're saying, like the big time, like LA or something like that.
And you need to, the cards say, expand. Bringing in additional avenues to make sales.
Yeah, I mean, expand your business, pursue other aspects that relate, but that maybe you haven't thought about. Because if a business hits a certain point, like a wall, it can die.
It certainly can.
It can die. That's like either you die or you got to do something, add extra to it.
So it looks really quite good. Just that by becoming more competitive, you'll actually corner that aspect of the industry you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the cards are really cool when it comes to strategies with a business.
Sure. Yeah, right.
And even with relationships, but a lot of people don't want to
there's no subject that's off the board on the cards.
Do you have somebody in your life in a love relationship?
No.
Well, you're going.
Before.
You are going to be, and it's under the designation of what will really surprise you. You may have your mind made up right now. I don't need a partner. I don't want a partner. I'm just going to keep my life nice and simple. But, you know, it's funny how just when we least expect, I swear, the higher power has a big sense of humor. Because right in the middle of you living your life, you're going to find so your one and only standing in front of you, and it's going to be absolutely wonderful. So business looking good and love relationship on an upswing.
I have a question. Is it an athlete? Like you said when I move or whatever, that's when I'm going to meet him or see him.
Yes, I believe it is attached to the move. So I'd love for you to call again. And because we're really just like minutes away.
Yeah,
from...
we've had to extend a little bit, and we got one last person.
Yeah,
from
so,
South Africa.
So Amor, you
okay,
tell
cool.
us again, and we will look into the athlete.
Yeah, are you actually have I guess liked or followed the Psychic Love Doctor show on Facebook? Yes.
Yes.
That's good. Then you'll get notifications.
Yeah,
we go live
show,
a lot,
yeah.
So you get she'll post. Typically,
yeah.
Night before or day of when we go live, and then you'll get notifications. So
yes, so you
okay.
keep
yeah,
you keep yeah marching ahead.
Yeah,
things look
you can
good.
Call in every day.
Yeah, you certainly can.
Yeah, we don't want you calling five times on the same show. But,
yeah, right.
But you can call in every single yeah. show, even if the next one because we're doing one tomorrow. You can call in.
That's right. So take care, and we'll
okay,
hear from you again real soon.
All
Have
right.
a great night.
Thank you.
Oh,
yep.
Thank you.
It was nice talking to you and
yeah.
meeting you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we're switching gears. We went over a little bit, but Lady R is with
Lady
us.
Lady R,
a long
boy.
Time since we've had a reading with her. She's
oh,
a busy
yeah.
lady, been through a lot of stuff.
I can't wait to hear what's
she would
going say, on.
She would like to know what to expect in the month of May.
Okay.
All right, Lady R. It's been a while. I mean, we've did our highs and goodbyes when you've come in and out, but it's been a while since we've been updated. If you can, if you're still here, give us an update on the latest and greatest since we actually did a reading. It's been a while since she's actually had a reading.
Yeah.
Reading. So,
month of May.
Yeah, and it's pretty early in the morning there.
Wait,
I think it's like 2 a.m.
I would still have my head
2 a.m. ish,
to the pillow.
I believe. I don't know. I suck at time zones and
Maybe
all that
she's
stuff.
On the night shift.
Working on the night moves.
That's well,
Bob
so.
Seger. That's not the night shift.
No.
There was a movie in Night Shift, wasn't there?
Oh, God,
back
yes.
in the 70s or 80s.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a
comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had Fonzie.
Oh, really? I did not know that. Let's see. She said, it's been a while, and honestly speaking, nothing has really changed. Okay. Some people are disappointed, but sometimes the lack of change means that things didn't go bad. Right?
And here's the thing. Cards do change.
She said, yes, it is 2 a.m. So
wow.
I got it right.
Cards
Total
do,
guess.
Yeah.
Total guess.
They change because everybody's making out there, they're making decisions that are going to impact your life as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's the thing with our disclaimer talk at the very beginning of the show.
Now,
right?
The right man or woman for you will keep being there over and over. Like my late husband was in my cards for 2 years. And I kept wondering, when are you going to show yourself? Who are you? It was, yeah, it was really kind of funny, the whole story. But now I'm seeing for Lady R, and it's under sure to come true, which you all know I love that.
Well, I think everybody on Earth wants to know that. Even if it's bad, you still want to know that bad's coming.
If it's negative, we can find ways to work around it.
Or you can plan for it.
Right.
I mean, the last thing you want to do is be hit in the back of the head with a poop storm and stuff you didn't know was coming.
Well,
you know
was,
it's coming. You go, all right, this is coming.
There
my
was
job
one,
is about to lose. I got to get ready.
I had a lady client who had come to my office, and she had said to me, her husband worked on, he was in the service, and he, loaded planes and stuff. And under sure to come true, it showed him
oh,
having
yeah.
an accident. Remember this one?
Yeah, daycare. Wasn't it?
No, no. This was in the office, a married couple.
So then I know nothing.
Yeah.
I remember the story, but I got it mixed up.
And I told her, I said, you need to warn him. There's going to be something, some sort of staircase, and it's not very big, but he's carrying something huge. He's going to go down the staircase.
Yeah, because you don't see stairs when you're carrying
and
stuff huge.
And he's going to misstep.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you think happened? He wouldn't believe her. He thought, oh, it's all the hogwash.
Ma'am, thank you, ma'am.
And he fell, and he was laid up. I believe it was a really bad broken ankle.
Probably gravity is not your friend sometimes.
So he couldn't deploy with the planes, things like that.
Which that might not have been so bad, but anyway.
Okay, for Lady Art, there's good news coming to you a long distance. I believe it's concerning opportunity in your work. Coming a long distance from a fellow.
She's been looking that way for a while, as far as future long distance
England,
for a while.
I think she's
a long time. Yep.
And if I had the opportunity, I would go there too. It seems like a lovely, charming, thriving place to live.
Yeah, things are a little scary now. COVID is backtracked. It's not gone, but it's not as holy crap anymore.
There's a female in your current workplace that it's something you don't expect, but she is going to do or say something that is going to really cause you to feel very angry toward her.
Okay.
And my feeling is she's always acted like a very nice person. However, behind people's backs, I think she is a backstabber. And you are going to find out just how, insincere and all she can really be, because she's going to blurt something out, do something unexpectedly that is going to really throw you off. So now you can prepare for that. So when it happens, it won't leave you stunned, like, oh my gosh. So I think she isn't going to be there long anyway. If she's been there a long time, it's becoming her time to go. And for May, yes. Oh, new love. Yeah, look at that.
Love is in the air.
Oh, it is. Yes, and it's coming very quickly to you that you are going to, on a seemingly otherwise normal day, serendipity is going to just jump in there, and you're going to meet somebody that is really, really going to become
special. I think that's the best.
Special.
I think that's better than people. I'm not knocking anything when people join your websites and actively pursuing the love of their life. I think it's better when it just runs into you by accident, like a car accident.
Yeah, and the thing is,
just mocking along, boom.
A lot of those dating websites are filled with desperados.
Yeah, you know, and they don't come with their honest face. Imagine that.
No, they don't. Or even a picture that is
there. Or yeah. She says, yes, I've been working there for some time, hey.
Yeah, okay.
That's
so,
about 30-second delay.
I really think you're going to end up, if you're still on that path where you'd like to go and work in the UK, you're going to do it.
She seems very receptive.
And she seems very competent to me.
And she's...
like a rock star competent.
She's battled COVID, some bad COVID.
Like
she's been in the hospital
times?
With COVID. So she's a good
and warrior. And she's in the hospital environment.
Yeah, she does a lot of stuff. Yeah, she's a warrior.
The only thing I would say to you is look toward the future and be ready to embrace what's coming to you. May, I feel, is going to be quite a, let's call it a landmark month.
Yeah, and we're 4 days in.
Yeah.
Well, she's 5 days in. Cause she's,
that's right.
She's already tomorrow morning. She's Thursday morning where she is.
And when you can join us, please do. We love having you.
Well, she thanked us. And, we thank you. And we know that, you know, because of the time zone stuff, that we wish we could have done more readings for you, though. We'd like a lady hours readings.
Sure. Can you call us tomorrow? That is not a question I want to answer in a 30-second available.
Yeah, the problem is we've already extended over the show.
Yeah.
We're doing a Thursday show, same exact time. It will start at 7.
7 p.m.
If you are on the Psychic Love Doctor show, Facebook page, like it or follow it or whatever the hell they call it.
Well, right on Blog Talk, if you're on there.
Or Blog
Talk. They have a follow.
Well, she's on Facebook right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, yes. Summer, I want to hear from you. This is too short a time
for that question. We've extended it.
All right, darling.
We have to wrap it up, but we'll be here tomorrow.
We'll
be here Friday, too.
And
so,
I will look for you. So if you can't be here tomorrow, Summer, come on Friday.
And she is domestic, our neighbor to the south, North Carolina, so she can call us.
Oh, North Kakalaki.
She'll be able to call us, and you will appreciate being able to call us. Yeah.
So I will watch for you. Everyone, please take care. They say there's new variants out, but I have a feeling we're all going to be very strong.
Prepare to dive.
That's his 2-minute warning, isn't it?
Yes, it is. That's my 2-minute warning. You know what, though? I was a surface sailor, a skimmer, they called them.
Yeah.
They call them targets. The submariners like to call us targets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I think the subworld were never targets. Only that all the ships are easy targets. But anyway, yes, that's the 2-minute warning I use.
You need to prepare me you know, say something.
Camber Fairy, then it wouldn't be fun. We wouldn't see you jump out of your shorts.
I don't think that Veronica and I beat him up enough. We're going to have to work on that with our big, those big pool noodles.
Yes, but that it would be abuse in a few days when I'm walking around in a walker.
Oh, boy. All
that
right.
Would be abuse.
Yeah. Well, anyway, everybody, let's make Thursday a great day. And if you're already in Thursday, make it happen. We will be here again.
Yes, summer. It will be 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Eastern.
Yes, and well, she's on.
The oh, you are.
She's North Carolina, so she's
yeah.
At I know she's new. If you long as you like follow or whatever the Psychic Love Doctor show, you'll get notified when we go live.
Yeah.
But I encourage you to go check about every half a day. Look at see if we posted a new show. Sometimes they don't show up in your feed, but if you go to the that show page and look at the new feed, you'll see it.
Yes.
Because she got Facebooks to that. So might pop not pop in your news feed.
3 months.
Yeah, they suck.
For misquoting somebody.
Right. So actively go look at the Psychic Love Doctor Show Facebook page, yeah, whatever the hell you want to call it, and you'll see. Look at the new post. We'll post it.
So everyone, please, thank you very much for being the show. We don't script it. We just show up and let all of you decide where we want to, you want us to go.
If we would script it, the show would be worse.
It'd be boring.
Yeah, it'd be even worse. Not that we're saying this is the greatest show on earth. This is nowhere near the P.T. Barnum's circus or anything. But
yeah.
You got to let's just go with the flow, and you guys are the show. You guys are the show. We're like the moderators.
Without you, we'd have no
show.
We
just babble. You guys are the show.
Take care, everybody. I look forward to seeing you again real soon. Love you.